Elsa Palazzini moved through the 9th Street Market hastily, past the fishmonger, the farmer, the baker, the butcher, and the fruit vendor. The merchant's banter with the delivery boys filled the air, drowned out occasionally by the thuds of wooden merchandise boxes as they hit the ground, the squeaks of the rubber wheels on the trucks as they nosed in behind the stands to make deliveries, and the deafening crash of an avalanche of ice as it was poured into a metal bin. Out front, deals were made sottovoce, vendor to customer, with only their body language giving away the terms. The sun was not yet up. The only light in the open-air market came from the headlights on the trucks and the bare bulbs that dangled underneath the red-striped awnings. Elsa pushed through until she found the peddler selling fresh flowers. An overnight rain had left a cool mist in the air. She shivered and buttoned her jacket. A lone bulb on a wire swayed lazily back and forth in the breeze, throwing streaks of light on the display of gray buckets filled with fresh flowers. Elsa surveyed the selection of purple lilacs, yellow daffodils, pink peonies, puffs of blue hydrangea, and bunches of daisies, until she found what she was looking for. She lifted a cluster of baby roses, tied with a string, from a bucket jammed full of them. The fresh, icy water ran down her hand as she examined it. She put it back, choosing another, and another, until she found a bunch whose petals were closed so tightly the buds resembled pink flames. "May Day celebration?" the peddler asked as he wrapped the flowers in waxed paper. Elsa nodded. "I ran out of white roses yesterday. Our Lady of Good Counsel decided all white this year." Elsa smiled at him. "Luck is with me. All my girls are wearing pink, except the queen and the statue of the Blessed Lady, and I've already made those crowns with white roses." Her accent, a combination of her native Polish and proper English, along with her willowy stature and innate elegance, gave Elsa an aristocratic air. "The Queen of Heaven comes first," he said.
"Of course."
Elsa unsnapped her change purse and fished for 75 cents. As she paid for the flowers, a woman joined them.
"Very pretty,"
the customer commented as the peddler handed Elsa the roses.
"Thank you. This is the best stand for fresh flowers."
Elsa winked at the peddler.
"Then maybe you can help me. I don't know whether to choose the peonies or the daffodils." "What is the occasion?" "A wedding." "Why not both? And add the laurel leaves."
Elsa pointed to the bundles of waxy green leaves gathered with string.
"That would be lovely. I don't know what the ladies at the temple would say." "What temple do you attend?" "B'nai Abraham,"
the woman answered.
"Do you know it? On Lombard Street?"
Elsa heard the tap of her husband's horn and waved to him before turning back to the woman.
"Mazel tov to the bride and groom. Shalom. Shalom."
The lady watched after Elsa curiously. By the time Elsa reached the car, Dominic Palazzini III had jumped out and opened the bright yellow taxi door for her. He was tall like his wife and matinee idol handsome, with dark hair and eyes, a patrician nose like the movie star Robert Taylor, and expressive dark eyebrows. Elsa kissed him on the cheek.
"Did they have what you needed?"
"Exactly what I needed."
Dominic helped her into the front seat of the cab.
"You only get what you want if you get here early,"
he said as he closed the door behind her. Dominic climbed into the driver's seat. Elsa scooted next to her husband. She laced her arm through his.
"Let's take a drive on the river," he said. "We'll have the road to ourselves."
Elsa checked her wristwatch.
"The baby is getting up soon."
"Ma's there?"
"I don't like to miss the morning."
"You don't like to miss anything, Elsa."
Elsa smiled and placed her head on her husband's shoulder as they headed toward home. A few blocks away, a low fog the color of pink champagne floated over Montrose Street. The south side of Philadelphia glistened. The dingy row houses had the patina of seashells as the blouse factory's gray entrance turned to polished silver in the morning light. the open trenches that scarred the street where the city had recently dug deep to install pipes weren't gullies of mud, but moats, ancient rivers to protect the kingdom the city planners had named Bella Vista.